540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Hawaiian officials report 114 people now known dead in western Maui in the aftermath of those wildfires 10 days ago. At an evening briefing, Governor Josh Green.
There are now 470 search and rescue workers and 40 search dogs combing through the hundreds of burned buildings. And they've already completed searching more than 60% of the disaster area.
And reporting from there for CBS News, Jeff Nguyen.
Devastated Maui, recovery teams continue to fan across Lahaina, searching for victims who weren't able to escape the flames.
So many of our people died. So many of my neighbors, my co-workers.
Shannon Ee is a custodian at a school that burned to the ground. She fears many of the victims yet to be identified are children who were sent home from school the day of the fire because of strong winds.
Knowing that some of the kids I've seen at school are no longer here is heart-wrenching.
And Canada continues to cope with numerous wildfires there, mostly in its west, with the most dangerous one close to the city of Yellowknife, capital of the Northwest Territories.
The flames are now within just miles of Yellowknife city limits, choking off escape routes and leaving just the airport and Great Slave Lake among the few ways out. A small chance of rain on Saturday is giving firefighters faint hope they can keep the flames from reaching the city. The smoke is already blanketing parts of the U.S. Midwest and by Saturday morning could cause breathing problems in New York and Boston.
CBS's Chris Mavridis in Toronto. There are serious preparations underway throughout Southern California for the late weekend arrival of what is now Category 4 Hurricane Hillary.
It really looks like the meat of the impacts could be as early as the evening on Sunday and then straight on into Monday morning.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson and with the historical perspective correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
The last tropical storm to hit Southern California was back in 1939. It dumped more than 5 inches of rain in Los Angeles, flooding communities and washing away homes. 45 people died.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. This really is an all-hands-on-deck effort.
On the Health Watch, another summer increase in COVID-19 cases, Errol Barnett reports.
The highest risk groups for severe illness from respiratory viruses like COVID include the elderly, young children, people who are immunocompromised, and pregnant women.
For people considering a COVID shot, do you recommend they wait?
Yes, I do think that the best thing to do is to wait until the new booster is available.
Checking gas prices down about a penny in the last day. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, $3.87. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/...
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Cut. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover, of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Is that more sociopathy when you have no empathy? Psychopathy or sociopathy? I always get those two confused.
I don't know my pathies that well.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Morning. It is Friday, August 18th, and no, I am not Kristen Bry. This is Jane Matinere in for Kristen. Greg Bach is on the board, and Kristen is being a good wife. Her husband, Michael, is having surgery today, so she is standing by as nurse at large, and she will be back on Monday. My question for you right now, though, at 844-967-2789, does your community have a local newspaper? Do you subscribe to it? And should just one lawsuit be enough to bring down an independent news outlet? Greg Bach.
Hello.
You're familiar with the story from Wausau?
I am familiar with the story.
There's a big article today in the New York Times. Actually, it's from earlier in the week, about what happened at the county board meeting in Wausau on August 12th, about 12 minutes in, again, according to the story from the New York Times reported by Jeremy Peters, 12 minutes in, members of the community started arguing over a resolution intending to promote diversity and inclusion. First Amendment experts say the case highlights a troubling trend of wealthy and powerful people using defamation as retribution. So here's what happened. The Wausau Pilot and Review, acting on a tip from a reader, reported that during the meeting, the owner of a local company, Corey Tomchek, called a 13-year-old boy a homophobic slur. Mr. Tomchek is now a Republican state senator. He denied using the slur, demanded a retraction. The Pilot and Review stood by the article, so Mr. Tomchek sued. Three other people who were at the meeting later gave sworn statements they had heard Tomchek use the slur, and during a deposition, he admitted to having said it on other occasions. So late in April of this year, a judge dismissed the suit, ruling that Tomchek hadn't met the legal standard for proving the report defamed him. That didn't stop things, though, for the little Pilot and Review. It's a nonprofit that has now racked up close to $150,000 in legal bills from the case. And now Mr. Tomchek has filed an appeal. 844-967-2789. Does your community have a local publication? Do you subscribe to it? And should one lawsuit be able to bring down an independent publication? The publication's founder and editor, Shireen Seward, says she has no idea how she can keep paying both her lawyers and her big staff of four. Greg Bach.
Oh, boy.
Every time I open the mail, says Ms. Seward, I want to throw up. These dollars could be going to pay reporters for boots-on-the-ground coverage, not paying legal fees for a lawsuit that appears really designed just to crush us. So, again, I'm reading from this article in the New York Times. As politicians have grown more comfortable condemning media outlets they view as hostile, some public officials have started using the legal system as a way of getting back at coverage they don't like. The former president, of course, has filed a number of unsuccessful defamation suits against news groups. Late last month, a judge threw out Trump's latest $475 million lawsuit against CNN.
He should just buy it.
He should just buy
it? Just buy CNN. You know,
and then you can do what you want.
Yeah, and he can turn it into, like, start calling it the T Network. Instead of the CNN, just says T.
Greg, I think he'd like that.
I think he'd love that.
Actually, let's see. This is an affront to freedom of speech and press to allow Mr. Chomchik to continue to impose expense and time on the Wausau pilot. This is Rodney Smola, president of the Vermont Law School, representing several prominent plaintiffs in defamation suits against the media. This case, he says, is not a he said, she said, but it's a three said and more. Mr. Chomchik, through his lawyer, declining to comment on the case. His lawyer says his client categorically denies he used that word or any derivative of it during the meeting.
Just when he's talking about his brother.
It's, right?
I mean, this is without getting into it, because that's a whole other segment, but this is the basic definition of a slap suit, which, you know, it stands for a strategic lawsuit against public participation. And this is a guy who has the money who can say, like, well, I don't like what you said about me, so I'm going to shut you down. Man, I'm a crybaby. Man, I don't like gay people. Even if they're my brother. Man. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I think there should be certain protections set up through precedents in the court that says, you know, if there's libel, if there is lying in your reporting, if there is information received illegally, yes, there should be repercussions.
Sure.
But when someone doesn't like something that you say and it's supported by evidence, it should just be immediately thrown out and not, I mean, yes, available for appeal. I understand it, but this is what this guy wants.
Well, and isn't this the point of having the Fourth Estate?
Yeah.
This is the entire point of having local reporters on the ground and local outlets to keep an eye on things and to tell you when something hinky is going on.
I love that word, hinky.
Hinky is not, it's not used nearly enough.
No, it's not. And the thing, too, is, you know, we talk about the Fourth Estate, and there is a great documentary TV show about it, but we generally think about, you know, your Washington Post and your New York Times and your LA Times, things like, which absolutely they are important to protect. But I would say in today's day and age of publications, these conglomerates swallowing up newspapers and then like spitting them out and leaving town or barely covering the local stuff, these regional and community papers that have a staff of four and are doing news, they need protection more than ever and more than anyone else, in my opinion, because they don't have the dollars and they don't, you know, the Pilot and Review, though it's an amazing name for a paper, is not a sexy newspaper. You know, it's not the New York. I read in the Pilot, you know, it's, you know, they need that money. They need the help.
For sure. And again, if you want local sports reporting, if you want people covering your school board meetings, if you want people covering your county board meetings, you have to rely on those little outlets because they're the only ones who do that anymore. You know, the big boys used to have someone who was on the police beat and they'd go and stop at the cop shop every day and set up relationships so they could get information. They covered the school boards, the county boards. And so much of that doesn't happen anymore because of resources. And that's why, like you said too, Greg, little outlets like this are just so critically important.
Yeah. And I mentioned this to you off air before we started today, which, you know, if this is the way things, I mean, the slap suit aside, this guy, Brian, I'm called Brian,
if these are the papers that are doing the hard reporting in the communities, I mean, is this where we're going as far as like we're starting to see an uprising of community papers and, you know, real, like, though of upsetting story, I find it exciting that you see these local papers doing the reporting they're needing to do.
For sure.
And if that's what's happening, I feel like, you know, we need to have, like, I was saying to you, it's like, I wish I was rich. I would help all these publications be like, you're covered. You don't have to worry about these people. And I will make sure that someone like, you know, this gentleman, I don't want to say his name. I don't like anything about this.
He who shall not be named.
Exactly. Brian. I think that, you know, we'll protect you from individuals like this who have nothing else to say, but here's my checkbook and I will do my best to ground you into the dirt. Sorry. I don't like bullies. I don't like bullies and I don't appreciate them. They, you know, and if you say, if there are people in the room who said you said a slur, then I believe them and I don't believe you, even though you came on and be like, oh, I've said it before.
Well, right. And I didn't even mention that part. He has admitted that his brother is gay and basically said, yeah, what was it, in teasing or...
In spite.
Or in spite.
What?
He has used this homophobic slur before, so he admits that he's used it.
His quote was, my brother's a gay guy.
Thanksgiving must be so much fun.
Hey, my brother's a gay. I call him whatever I want. I don't know why I make him Southern either. I don't know why I do that. He lives in northern Wisconsin. But yeah, it seems like, and he probably said it and was probably like, what did I say wrong?
Right. Right. Because that's just part of your lingo. That's part of your lexicon.
And instead of learning, he's like, well, I just, I have money. I don't like papers. Reading is for liberals.
844-967-2789. Is there a local publication in your community? Do you subscribe? Do you subscribe to the Pilot and Review? We would really like to talk to you and find out what the Pilot has done. It's relatively new. It's only been around since 2017. And so they had made plans for a modest expansion to add a third journalist.
All right, folks. Getting
so
crazy.
Staff could start covering smaller communities surrounding Wausau. Miss Seward, who's the owner, says we were really humming along, and then this happened.
Well, I'm just hoping that the courts, you know, smack down the appeal because, you know, this is just good reporting. This is the good reporting we always talk about, too, and we need to have in this world. So,
And as you said, if they're due a retraction, if they lied, but as that one lawyer said, there were three witnesses who corroborated this. And it just reinforces, to me at least, how important it is. And I know it's painful because I subscribe to way too many things and it adds up. But without it, folks, we got no oversight. There's nobody watching the farm.
Nope. And that's the importance of those journalists who have nothing but the best intentions of covering the news.
844-967-2789. We're coming up against the break. We will come back right after this. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Represent the common people.
It's funny, Wall Street never has complained. Ah, but publishers have worries, for publishers must go to working folks for readers and to big shots for their dough. Now, publishers are such interesting people. It could be prostitution, I don't know. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, circulation, ting-a-ling-a-ling, advertising, get those readers, get that payoff. What a headache, what a mess. Oh, publishers are such interesting people. Let's give free cheers for freedom of the press. That payoff, what a headache, what a mess. Oh, publishers are...
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 57 overnight under mainly clear skies. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, 69. Upper 80s Sunday, turning much cooler on Monday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Kristen Bry, and we have Greg Bach running the board. We are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789, talking about the Wausau Pilot and Review in Little Wausau getting sued because they reported that during a county board meeting, a now state lawmaker used a homophobic slur. They did not have reporters there themselves, but three other people confirmed that this was said. So the man who allegedly said them sued. The case was dismissed, ruling that he had not met the legal standard for proving that the report defamed him. But the little Pilot and Review has already racked up $150,000 in legal bills, and now he is appealing. So the owner of the Pilot and Review says she doesn't know if she can keep paying her lawyers and her staffers. So do you subscribe to your local paper? Do you even have one? Should one lawsuit be able to sink an independent publication? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Greg, who do we have on the line?
We have Greg from Waukesha on the line. So,
our friend Greg,
give us some insight on the matter. Here we go, Greg. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, Greg Bach. Good to hear your voice, sir. Good to hear someone who, I believe I was on your radio show back at the old Carroll University radio station when you and a friend of mine did a radio show. And obviously, we have good memories of other places too. So, anyway, good to talk to you, my friend. And hello, Jane. As a former journalist, first of all, I do still subscribe to my local paper. I believe that local journalism is the best journalism. However, I would say that it is, I do feel like this is gone a bit too far, but as a journalist, it is our responsibility, as you know, Jane, you know, and as you know, Greg, to do our due diligence to make sure something, and I'm not saying they did or didn't do this, the Wausau paper, to make sure, first of all, comments are on the record versus off. We all know about that. And then also to to investigate to see, you know, what else was said. Now, they said that they got a tip from someone. This paper got a tip from someone.
Right.
And I, so as a reporter, and I've been caught, you know, for this before, not doing my due diligence, and I won't go into situations, but you know, and quoting someone out of context or incorrectly, and that's huge, because you want to be as factual and unbiased as you can. So just a little perspective from a former journalist and a blind guy. So
yeah, those are great points, Greg. I do want to reiterate, though, three additional people who were at the meeting later gave sworn statements that they had heard him use this word.
Right. That's why I think it is, you know, this is going a little far, but yeah. So,
well, thank you so much for listening. As always, Greg, you can call anytime. You're always welcome. I hope you know that.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, bye-bye.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Wes from Middleton checking in on the app. Is there some type of GoFundMe for the paper? Can we, as concerned citizens of the state, subscribe? We can't allow small newsrooms like this to be silenced by the powerful. This Dingleberry, Greg, this Dingleberry who brought this suit is a state senator. The situation is vile.
During almost like around the break, Tim from Wausau called in, and
he
said that if we really wanted to, and I don't go into it, but you can check the YouTubes, as the kids call it, because all of those meetings are taped and on a playlist.
Oh, so,
I mean, if we wanted to do the hard hitting journalism, you know, that's when people say Greg Bach, they think. Hard-hitting journalist and
always.
Chinese buffet king.
Always, yes. All right, we're coming up against the break. When we come back, the one and only Todd Alba is going to be joining us for our civic media crossover segment. And Todd's going to share with us his best, worst, and weirdest or oddest stories of the week. And then
it's going to get odd.
It's going to get odd. And then, a tough competition coming up between Greg Bach and Todd. Going to have to do the news quiz.
By the way, I just found out about this morning. I didn't get a chance to study.
I know you're prepared.
Oh, I'm so prepared.
I know you're ready.
To lose.
Yeah. And the prizes, Greg, are, wow.
They're fabulous?
There aren't any.
Oh, come on. This radio's... Come on.
I know, right? I can give you a t-shirt. We finally got some t-shirts.
Yeah.
All right, stay with us. We are going to be back in just a little bit after the bottom of the hour news with Todd Alba. Much more on the way. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Would be who's and what side you're on. Was on the front just yesterday. And old news never dies, though they say it was on the front just yesterday.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 5:40 a.m. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. 10 days after the devastating wildfires all but destroyed the island town of Lahaina, Maui Mayor Richard Bisson offers this update.
People have worked as a community. People have worked together with the county. We've had so many volunteers working at our different sites.
At least 114 deaths are blamed on those fires. Many more people still missing. Meantime, the town of Yellowknife, Canada, is virtually empty due to a huge wildfire there.
The local fire chief in West Kelowna said that tackling the wildfire was like 100 years of firefighting in one night. Officials have closed the airspace to clear the way for water bombers.
The BBC's Camilla Mills. Still a strong Category 4 Hurricane Hillary's off the southern coast of Mexico, heading north, expected to be the first tropical storm to hit Southern California in 84 years.
It really looks like the worst impacts are going to start as the night begins to fall on Sunday night, and the worst really ends by the time the sun comes up Monday morning.
CBS's David Parkinson. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foody.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Civic Media Network. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bright. She will be back on Monday. Greg Bach is on the board and joining us now. Always love to talk to our friend Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show, which you can hear across the network every Monday through Friday from 1 to 3. How are you, my friend?
Jane, Greg, it's outstanding to be here. It's the top of the morning to you, and it's a great way to start my day.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us for The good, the weird, and the weirder?
By the way, I couldn't find music to fit that.
That right. Oh, and by the way, Greg, there is a metal version of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which I'm gonna download next week.
Thank you.
So we can put that in the rotation as well.
I think it's great. This great story you've made about Mike, Kristen's husband, having some medical work done. Because my understanding was Kristen was out getting a pedicure and a manicure in preparation for our debate show next Wednesday.
Let's talk about that actually quickly because it's going to be.
In all seriousness, our thoughts and prayers and good vibes to Mike as he is doing his surgery today.
So sure. He's having back surgery today. So she is there as the good wife and the nurse in waiting. So once I hear from her, I can let everybody know that everything went okay. But next Wednesday, Todd Alba, is really going to be a big day.
It is. We've got this, Esgo's Wisconsin is broadcasting live from Whitetail, Milwaukee, in downtown Milwaukee, across from the Deer District and Fiserv Forum. And then Town Call with Will Walter and Luke Mathers, and then our show from 1 to 3. And then Matt Flynn from 3 until 4, all broadcasting from Whitetail. And then we're going to do a special two-hour pregame show from 6 until 8, live from Whitetail. We're going to have some top Republicans as in Bill McCosran, former chief of staff and secretary of commerce under former Governor Tommy Thompson. And then former Republicans like myself, Trigvi Olson, who comes on our show quite a bit. He is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project and a Wisconsin native, did a lot of work here before going on to a national level. He, like me, has left the Republican Party, as has his boss, Rick Wilson, a national, a former Republican strategist, now the founder and head of the Lincoln Project. We're also going to have Ben Wickler is going to be joining us as well, the current chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. So we're going to have both sides as far as opinions. And the point isn't to do a rah-rah for guys like Vivek Ramaswamy, but rather to give some insight and say, you know what, here are people like Trigvi and Rick who have been in those green rooms an hour before. Here's what really happens inside, whether it's a Republican or Democratic event, and give our listeners a little bit of an inside take.
Well, and that is so interesting too, Todd, because I didn't realize this until, and it might have been in talking to you, that there's some backroom handshaking, you know, let's dogpile on this candidate. Let's, you know, if I insult this person for you, will you insult this person for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not a spontaneous event like they would like us to all believe as we watch this. Usually what happens, and I have not done a presidential race like Trigvi and Rick and others, but they get these rooms and they say, okay, well, candidate A, the three of us, our three other candidates, are going to attack candidate A on their environmental stance. And then candidate A will join B and D going after C on taxation. And so it's all kind of set up beforehand.
It's just so, I mean, they all want to beat each other.
Right. You know, and of course, the interesting thing, if Trump doesn't show, which a lot of people suspect he won't, I mean, now I guess yesterday DeSantis's kind of pregame plan was leaked.
Did you see
and
it?
His strategy is to praise Trump but go after Vivek Ramaswamy. If your main opponent is Vivek Ramaswamy, you've got some problems.
You've
buddy.
Got major problems. Yeah, I was just going to share this with you, and I'm pulling this from the Bulwark this morning. According to this memo for Ron DeSantis on how to handle next week's debate, number one, attack Joe Biden and the media 3 to 5 times.
Whoa.
Number two, state his positive vision 2 to 3 times. Number three, hammer Vivek Ramaswamy in a response. Number four, defend Donald Trump in absentia in response to a Chris Christie attack. Who is running DeSantis's campaign?
Well, he just fired his campaign manager after dismissing about 12 of his underling staff members a month before that. And the person he put in place, DeSantis, in charge of his presidential campaign, has never run a presidential campaign before in their life.
Okay.
that could tell you something.
That could tell you something. I mean, it just seems like every day DeSantis is stepping on a different rake.
He is the Scott Walker of 2024.
That's so mean, Todd.
So it's the truth.
So he's going to show up for the debate. How long after the debate, even if he does well, which I find hard to believe. How long is it going to be before he finally drops out?
DeSantis?
Yeah.
I think it all depends on whether the Jell-O pudding company offers him an endorsement deal on Johnny Eating Jell-O pudding. He may just drop out and take Bill Cosby's place as the pudding guy. I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, he had $80 million in most reports, and he is burning through that to be a third and fourth tier candidate right now. Not since Scott Walker have you seen a person with such high hopes crash so quickly. I don't know if he lasts until the Iowa caucuses or not.
That's interesting you bring that up, because a long time ago I used to work in politics, and when Scott Walker announced that he was going to run for the office, my boss at the time, he's like, "How do you think he's going to do?" I said, "He's going to flame out in the primaries." And my boss said, "Oh, he's going to make it pretty far." And I'm like, "No, he's not, because the world is going to see." And this is what happens with these guys who are really popular in their state. They get on the world stage, and the whole country gets to see just what idiots they are. And when they're saying dumb things on a regular basis, and the thing is, Scott Walker was funded by the Koch brothers, who were undoubtedly the most powerful duo in politics back in those days. And the fact that that Ron DeSantis cannot learn from Scott Walker and is not, like, he's taking the bait at every single turn and just being the weirdest version of his weird self is insanity to me.
And I can't I can't believe that the Florida residents are not just outraged that he is not there addressing the many, many, many issues facing Florida taxpayers.
I'll tell you guys, I've never, I ran a lot of local and state races and congressional races, statewide races. I never did presidential politics. But here's what I'll tell you from my experience. In order to make it to the presidential level, you have to have a gift in what we call retail politics, meeting people one-on-one, connecting to people. Whether it's genuine or not, you have to appear genuine, and it has to be believable. Both Scott Walker and Ron DeSantis share the trait of not being believable as genuine human beings. And if you look at Tommy Thompson, a guy who actually rode a Harley, who actually used to deer hunt since he was a kid, it was believable because that's who he was. Whether you agree to his policies or not, he was relatable.
He was genuine.
Walker comes along. He never ridden a Harley before, learned how to do it, tried to pass himself off as a biker, not really a big hunter, tried to pass himself off. He wanted to be Tommy Thompson. And people, I think, to your point, Greg, in Iowa, once you got outside of Wisconsin, they're like, this guy's a fake. And he never caught on. And the same thing, I think, with Ron DeSantis.
Go ahead, Greg.
The ultimate question I have is for next Wednesday is, you got the whole panel, you got the whole dais of people, and you pull away the Trump drama, you pull away the Ron DeSantis stuff, and you've got candidates who in maybe 20, 25 years ago at least stood a chance of being noticed, because, like, Nikki Haley, like they have things to say, they have politics behind them, they have a message to get out there. What do they need to do? I mean, like, the ultimate hurdles to clear to actually make a dent and make people say, oh, I wasn't expecting this, or is it just going to be completely just, there's no, like, it's not, I'm not saying the debate's pointless, but, like, it's going to be more about hype than substance at all in any sense, because there's just too much happening right now.
That's a great question, Greg, and the answer is really simple. Just have the courage to look in the camera and say the 2020 election was fair and free, Donald Trump lost, Joe Biden won, and we need to protect democracy. That's how you break out. That's how you actually stand out and say, a Republican Party was not founded on this, and I want to be a true Republican, not a Trump Republican. If you're not willing to do that as a person on that stage, you should simply look in the camera on Wednesday night and say, I endorse him, I'm dropping out. Because there's no I'm serious.
Well, no, and I don't think any of them have the guts to do that.
Except Christie.
Christie has the guts to say it, but, even at the end of the day, he's going to be tagged as, well, you back Rick, in 2015, Rick, well, you had a good time criticizing him, but now, like, for the next couple of years after that, you were just right next to him.
And to your point, Greg, Rick Wilson tweeted this, I think, a day or two ago. Chris Christie can't just say, I disagree with Trump, I won't be Trump, and 2020 was fair. He has to look in the camera and say, if Donald Trump is the nominee this time around, I'm not voting for him. If they don't, if they say anything other than that, they're pro-Trump.
If you're just joining us, Todd Albaugh is our guest. He is, of course, the host of the wonderful Todd Albaugh Show across the Civic Media Network Monday through Friday from 1 until 3 o'clock. I just think, I can only think of one person who has thinner skin than Ron DeSantis. And I just think he's going to melt down on the stage on Wednesday when someone says something mean.
Who is it? Oh, Ron DeSantis himself.
I would say Donald Trump is the only one who has thinner skin than Ron DeSantis.
But I don't think he's going to be there.
I think DeSantis is going to melt down when someone says something mean, because I don't think he knows how to handle it. I really don't.
He doesn't. He doesn't. Have you seen some of the video of these fake laughs?
And
he went after a kid, like a 10-year-old kid, for having a slushie at the Isle of Fair.
Yeah, sugar shaming children is always a great idea. All right, well, I kind of completely derailed this. So before we get a break, we have 3 minutes, Todd. What is your best story of the week?
Best story of the week, and for a weird reason, it is Mike Lindell's election summit, Secure Our Elections, going on in Springfield, Missouri. Why? Because the guests include Lou Dobbs, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, former General Mike Flynn, and yes, indeed, our very own former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
He's
going to be there trying to push paper ballots and hand counting, which I think this is spectacular, because we're working on a new bit for our show called My Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael.
Can I call and do my worst Mike Lindell impression?
Absolutely.
God, that man is just...
I mean, there's where the Robin Voss's $2 million of taxpayer money went, so that Mike Gableman could go hang out on the pillow with the pillow guy.
Honest to gosh. And I'm still amazed that more people are not outraged by that waste of our money, our $2 million for that completely pointless exercise. And now he gets to bank on it. And gosh, failing up must be a great thing once you learn how to do it.
That's what's popping with Robin Voss. It's another bit we did.
Don't forget.
The Popcorn King, Todd.
It's Popcorn King.
It's the Popcorn King.
Assembly Speaker Popcorn King Voss. All right, we're going to go to break, and then we may get to the quiz. We may not. No pressure.
All right.
And then we'll get your worst of the week and the weirdest as well. If you ever want to call in or text or just chat or scream, 844-967-2789. Greg's going to have to answer those. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
Care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 57
overnight
under mainly clear skies.
Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow.
High temperatures reach up to 84.
Mainly clear tomorrow night.
Lows around 69.
Partly cloudy skies Sunday with highs around 88.
79 Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Wisconsin. Kristen is off today. Jane Matinier in for Kristen. Greg Buck is producing and on the board, and the wonderful Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show is my guest for our little Civic Media crossover segment today. So Todd, now what is the worst story of the week? I did want to share one comment. We were talking about the upcoming Republican debate in Milwaukee next week. Tony Zimmerman checking in. It's going to be interesting without Trump there to get to see what the Republican Party will be like without him. It's unlikely to have any substance or energy.
I mean,
I think that is a great comment.
But also, I can't miss you until you leave.
Because I think it's a great comment, though, because if Trump doesn't come to Tony's point, I think it's going to reveal that the Republican Party is Donald Trump. They're going to just repeat everything that he says anyway, and it's going to prove there are no thoughtful ideas beyond Trumpism.
That's a really interesting point, Todd. And I think you're right. And I think overall, the only or the main message of all of the candidates is we got screwed, and so you should put us in power. I don't see any policies put forth to help the American people. I know. Isn't that naive?
That's so naive of me. Those policies about raising the voting age to 25 to make young people not eligible to vote. You mean those kind of policies? Yeah. Come on now, Jane. They got policies.
Yeah, the really popular national abortion ban. Let's do that.
Right. Let's not give women control their bodies. Those kind of policies. Let's make sure that people like me can't marry each other. Yes.
Didn't Mexico make their first or second payment on that wall, I heard? They started paying for that wall, right?
Well, and Greg, Ron DeSantis, did you guys see this? Like this week or last week, he is not ruling out dropping bombs on Mexico to stop the fentanyl situation. He wants to bomb Mexico.
Well, Trump had talked about that too. Yeah, we're gonna our southern border. Yes, and yeah,
They got policies. They all got and believe me, Jane and Greg, those are absolutely going to resonate with those Gen Zers out there.
Oh,
that'll make them just want
sure.
to. You know.
Gaining support the more they open their mouths. You're
absolutely
right.
Wouldn't it be Brian shimming the chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party and roll into E.W. Claire and say, we're here to help you with things like making sure you can't vote and taking away your right as a woman to control your own body. Where do you want to sign up?
I could talk about Brian shimming for hours.
But you really just explained, Todd, why all we're going to hear is platitudes, because they don't want to talk about their policies, which are highly unpopular.
But I think that's why I'm glad we're covering this next Wednesday, 6 to 8. Of course, Krista Bry going to co-anchor the evening with me, in addition to having our shows there throughout the day. But I think it's important to talk about these issues to reveal the truth, to reveal what they actually are saying. Let's take away the platitudes, and let's look at what they're actually talking about offering as an alternative to Joe Biden.
Excellent point. All right, Todd Alba, what is your best story of the week?
Well, this is fantastic, and I have to give all the credit to you and Kristen Bry, because I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin yesterday or the day before. This is fantastic. From CBS Miami, from the village of Pinecrest outside of Miami, they will now perform peacock vasectomies. That's right. According to Dr. Don J. Harris, he says, quote, snipping the tube that carries the sperm is easy and quick, 3 minutes. And when the peacock wakes up, he didn't know anything happened. Well, did you ask the peacock? I mean, come on.
Where's the peacock consent?
Exactly. Where's Crystal Lyerly, for goodness sake? Since the population is out of control, this is fantastic, leaving messes behind on driveways and scratching cars. Quote, and they're really loud, especially during mating season.
They really are loud.
I didn't know that peacocks were screamers.
Oh yeah, they are really loud, and it's a weird.
Am I going to have to hit the dump button soon? I mean, I feel like this is getting real out of.
Not loud in that sense, Greg.
Whatever, dude. Just before you go on to the next thing, we did get a text from the 715, and I'm supposed to say this for Todd. Ask him about the quote unquote wanker LOL.
The said, wanker LOL?
He said, ask you about the wanker.
Is that a nickname? Oh,
about what? Well, I mean, that's what Crute and Dom call Scott Walker. I don't use that when I talk about it, because I don't want to
raise it. Wrong branding.
I mean, I can tell stories about Scott Walker all day, because I was unfortunately in the Capitol with him, and he's just not a good guy. Right. I mean, that's I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Pretty succinct. Back to the peacocks just for one moment.
Speaking of, well,
it's just so interesting that, I mean, someone must have introduced those birds at some point, because our,
yes.
Right?
I mean, the story said they are not native to Florida.
They're an
invasive species.
Yeah, so somebody thought this was a good idea because they're pretty, and then all of a sudden now the peacock population is out of control. So, but again, I think there should be a consent form or something that you know, especially in
you're
Florida.
On the beach, the sun's setting, you're having a couple of margaritas. Of course, it's a great place to procreate.
Man,
especially if you're a peacock.
You know what, folks? I just want to apologize for Jane and Todd for bringing their liberal peacock agenda to the airwaves.
We're talking to a bird specialist at the top of the next hour, David Drake.
Are you really?
Yes. So we may get around to bird vasectomies just in general and see if this is a...
I will stay tuned.
If this is a larger issue or not. And
but size really matter, Jane. Come on, if you're a peacock, is it a larger issue or not?
It's about the size of the tail.
It's not it's the size of the plumage.
It's the exactly. I'm sorry, but plumage counts for something, Todd.
Yeah, there's a truth to that.
Wow. Make sure you join. I know, right? The whole broadcast has just gone totally downhill.
No, I'm loving it.
With Kristen gone, we're talking peacock sex now. Yes. So stick around. David Drake is going to be joining us to talk about the roseate spoonbill that was spotted at the beginning of the month in Green Bay. And this is a bird I think it's roseate or roseate. David will correct me, I'm sure. Spoonbill bird. And people were flocking to Green Bay to see it.
How it all started in Florida. They were spooning. And the next thing you know, they got to have vasectomies.
And it's peacock sex everywhere. All right. Todd,
you guys are fantastic.
It was wonderful having you. Thank you so very much for carving out some time. I know you got your own show coming up. Stick around. Top of the hour news is back, and then we're talking birds, baby. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.